Lunch with Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
We finish with some more great local music, and our guest today is a multi-instrumentalist and a multi-skilled musician. Started playing the violin at the age of 3. She's picked up the piano along the way, is a singer and music producer, and starting off with a background in classical music has really positioned herself as an innovator who takes her classical instruments and blends them with all other kinds of genres, from contemporary and electronic to jazz and Latin and much, much more. Her name is Lara Extian, also an acclaimed live performer who loves entertaining audiences at corporate events and private functions. She'll play your wedding, your birthday party, anywhere in Cape Town if you're interested. Just last week, she released her 4th solo album, and it's actually her 2nd lockdown album, which answers the question of what you were doing under lockdown when you couldn't play live gigs. You were obviously busy writing music. Good afternoon.
Hi, Pippa. Yeah, thank you for having me. I have indeed been writing new music and putting some things together. It's that old saying, like, if you can, you must.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. Yeah.
I mean, Lara, I'm intrigued by the combination of genres that you're into and the combination of instruments you bring to your work. A violin at the age of 3 is very, very young indeed. Who was the influence who encouraged you to get started so young?
Yes, Pippa, so my mom is a musician. Okay. She studied music, and my brother went for violin lessons, and I always tagged along.
Uh-huh.
The teacher actually just looked at my mom into some of his lessons, and she was like, she's going to be a musician, not him. So he ended up being a doctor, and I'm the musician.
I love it.
So, yeah. And, yeah, definitely it helps so much if you've got a parent that, you know, nurtures that talent and helps you practice and, yeah, just keeps you going.
Amazing. And the blending of the genres, was it just a case of that you found yourself interested in lots of different types of music and they influenced the kind of music that you produced?
Yes, I mean, you know, since I was a teenager, I listened to pop and everything that I could find on radio. And I think the penny kind of dropped when I saw a video of Esperanza Spalding when she performed for President Barack Obama in the White House. And yep. I was like, oh, my soul, she sings and she plays double bass simultaneously. I thought to myself, this is just next level. And she inspired me so much. Look, it doesn't happen naturally. You've got to practice it. But I think there was the thing where I was like, okay, let me try and do these things simultaneously. And, yeah, it's taken a couple of months. But, yeah, I'm quite comfortable doing that now.
I mean, look, as somebody who sang a lot in my teenage years and was absolutely hopeless during my 2 or 3 years of violin lessons, I eventually gave it up, Lara. I sounded like a strangled cat and I never got beyond that. The thought of doing both of those things simultaneously is just extraordinary. It's totally baffling to me. I can't wait to hear what it sounds like. I'm in absolute awe of the skills involved here. Lara, we're going to play out the show today with a track off your latest album. Now, the album is entitled Take 4, but I believe we are playing out with a track called Corcovado. Tell us about this track.
Yes, so this is a song composed by Antonio Carlos Jobim. He's a Latin jazz composer. He was very famous in the 60s, and I just absolutely adore his music. No one wrote like him, and you can absolutely hear it in the harmonies. And it literally takes you back to, you can just imagine yourself sitting in Brazil and looking at the mountains, and Corcovado is the Hunchback Mountain, yeah. You know, in Sao Paulo. So it's just such a romantic, beautiful song. So that's why I recorded it.
Well, can't wait to listen to it. Lara, if our listeners thank like what you. They hear, where do we send them to find more of your music?
They can just find on Instagram, Lara Music, if they just like type it in. And my website is www.lara.co.za, and all my links to all major platforms are there.
And that's Lara with an H on the end, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So LARAH.co.za.
Lara Extian is her name. We're going to play out the show today with a track off her latest album called Take 4. The track is called Corcovado. Enjoy. Lara, great to have you with us this afternoon.
Quiet nights of quiet stars, quiet chords from my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by, quiet streams and a window looking out in Corcovado. my guitar, floating on the silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks by quiet streams, and a window looking out on Corcovado. Oh, lovely, this is where I want to be.
And that's why I gave up violin, because I knew I'd never be able to make it sound like that. Lara Extian is the very talented young lady's name. You can look for more of her music on her website, www.lara, spelled L-A-R-A-H, lara.co.za.